Srivasigaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Mayapur Nag Dham ki jai. Ganga Maya ki jai. Jamuna Maya ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Go Premanandi. All glory is the sum of devotees. All glory is the sum of devotees. All glory is the sum of devotees. All glory is the Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. So I'd like to welcome everyone. We're going to have a little discussion today about book distribution. Om Jnanata Marandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshvam Nitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Mukham Guru Divachalam Bhangu Namhai Te Gurinda Kripataraham Mande Sri Gurum Dinatarmam Vancha Kapati Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Bhavani Vyavaisnavi Vyavu Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare This morning I was listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. And he mentioned that we have a great debt to Vyasadeva because he's given us these books. He's given us these great treasures, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, some of the other literatures. Ananta Prabhu ki jai. So we should feel very indebted to Vyasadeva, to Srila Prabhupada, who brought these great treasures of knowledge to the world. Srila Prabhupada, he once said that you cannot repay me for what I've given to you because I've given you Krishna. It's a big treat there. That's a big benediction. He said, but if you want to try to repay me, then distribute books. So therefore Srila Prabhupada emphasized this so much because this knowledge is what is most needed in society. People are bewildered by the modes of material nature, mainly ignorance and passion. So just as all of us, we were absorbed in the modes of nature, still a little bit there. But at least we know best to get out of it. Yeah. Go to what Prabhupada mentioned, the mode of pure goodness, or pure devotional service. It's interesting, Prabhupada mentioned the mode of pure devotional service. So this is what we want to enter into. And we want to also help others know that there's a whole other wonderful lifestyle beyond this material life, which is Krishna consciousness. So we should feel a debt, because these are great treasures, and we didn't pay much. I mean, myself, all I did was I went to a public library and I borrowed a Bhagavad Gita. I didn't even pay for it. And I was convinced that Krishna is God. So then I met the devotees and they were giving me books, so I don't think I ever paid for a book. At least a BBT book, maybe private books. Hare Krishna. I was hoping I would see you before I left. So, and many of us, you know, if you did get a book, you know, you might have paid a few bucks, you know, some little. But this knowledge is—it's priceless. Yeah. This information that Srila Prabhupada, the Krishna, has kindly given to us—it's priceless. Yeah. So, if we want to repay our debt for this great mercy that has been given to us, then we should somehow spend some time. Put some energy into distributing Prabhupada's books. There's so many ways now to distribute books. Previously, it was only one way to distribute books. You go out on the street, and you got your book bag, and try to distribute in that way. We got a lot of bad backs that way. I was one of them. Big, heavy, 12 books in each bag. So then we learned more practical ways. But now we have Shastradan. People can just give donations and devotees can distribute books at libraries and coffee shops. And you have that here, right? Shastradan. Yeah. And door to door now. Previously we were not doing a little bit of door to door. We were just going to the street. And then there's smart boxes. Do you have a smart box program here? You heard about the smart box? Smart box. Of course, mainly where they have these smart boxes, it's mainly Hindu shops. They allow us to put a box there with the books. And people leave donations. There's Weekend Warrior, where devotees go out just for, you know, one or two days on the weekend, or then there's also the monthly Sankirtan festival. This is all brought on, thought of by Vaisheshika Prabhu, the great general of book distribution on the planet. Actually, the only reason I'm the minister of book distribution because he didn't accept it. The GBC went to him first because they know he's the personification of taxing the brain on how to distribute more Srila Prabhupada's books. So we can learn a lot. We're going to watch Vaisheshika Prabhu in action here pretty soon. A great, great Vaishnava. So Krishna is very kind, and therefore he comes in so many ways to give us Krishna. Just like I mentioned earlier, that Krishna, he has more affection than millions of affectionate mothers. Prabhupada said that a Sankirtan devotee or devotee should have the courage of a British soldier and the heart of a Bengali mother. So Krishna, imagine this, he has, his heart is greater, is more affectionate than millions of Bengali mothers. This is Krishna. Very affectionate. So he wants us to go back home. So he comes himself. He sends his pure devotee. He gives us this knowledge. Maya mugdha jiva nahi svacha Krishna jnana. That the living entity, we cannot revive our Krishna consciousness on our own. Imagine if we did not get the Bhagavad Gita, if we did not get the Srimad Bhagavatam, we didn't have the association of devotees. Whew. God, it's kind of scary to even think of, you know. It'd be pretty dark. Our lives would be pretty dark because we'd be completely absorbed in the modes of nature, suffering the pains of material existence. So, to show our gratitude, to try to repay this great debt, it'd be very good if we could increase book distribution here in Slovenia. Previously, book distribution was huge here. As we're going to see, we're going to see the graph of how book distribution was so big, and then it unfortunately kind of went down. Now we're trying to pick it up again. by the mercy of Panchatattva, hopefully we'll be able to spread their glories more here in Slovenia. It's very much needed here, as everywhere. I'll tell you a nice pastime of gratitude. There was one devotee in Australia. His name was Parigraha Prabhu. He distributed a book to one man named Mr. Wong. He gave $20 and took a softback Bhagavad Gita. He took it home, he read it, and he really appreciated it. So he sent a check to the temple, $4,000. That's a pretty good way to show appreciation, right? So one devotee, the address was there, so he went and he brought some more books, a couple more books, you know, just to show appreciation for what he had done. And the mother didn't appreciate his going there, Dodi and Kurta. So he said, better you just phone me or write me, better not come to my house. So out of appreciation of this devotee's coming to his home, bringing in these books, he sent another $8,000. Now it's $12,000. So then the president, he sent a letter to him. And he said, we really appreciate your kindness. Please, come to the temple. We have a big gift for you. They came to the temple. And they gave him the Srimad Bhagavatam set, the Chaitanya Charitamrita set, all the books of Srila Prabhupada, just gave them all to him. Got the full mercy. So then as he was leaving, he gave him an envelope. Another $8,000. Okay. So what's that add up to? Now then, no, then he... What is it?
20.
20,000 so far. It's not over yet. Then he goes home and he's reading the books. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam. Cream of all the Vedic literature. And he's so happy. He's reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then he sends another check. So he sends $6,000 more. $26,000. Now, who says book distribution doesn't pay? Started off with a small paperback. You know, Bhagavad Gita. And then, so he's reading the books and he's associating with the devotees. Eventually he became initiated, Lokabandhu Prabhu. So this is a good sign of appreciation of Srila Prabhupada's books. Of course, to show even more appreciation is to give this knowledge. This movement is all about giving. We're giving the holy name, as you're going to be doing, in about 6 weeks, you start your padyatra, something like that. So you're going to be giving out the holy name. And books also. I remember book distribution. I was there a few years ago, 6 years ago. We were doing a lot of books. Vasudev Prabhu was there. A lot of devotees were distributing books. Very ecstatic. So we're giving prasadam also. So this movement is all about giving. And the more we give, the more we get back. Krishna's pleased and he gives us more and more. So we should try to get in this mood of giving. This is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada had such a big heart. So pure, so kind. Imagine Krishna's heart. So kind. He's called Karuna Sindhu. An ocean of mercy. So kind. And the more we get close to Krishna, our heart also becomes big. It expands. And we also get a big heart. We also become kind. And interested in people becoming happy. It's like when Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard from Sukadeva Goswami about how people were going to be going to hell due to their sinful activities. He described the hellish planets. Pretty heavy. Yeah. So he was concerned, how can they avoid going to hell? The devotee is compassionate like that. He wants to help people avoid going to such a hellish condition. Like all of us, we're also going in that direction. And Krishna kind of stopped us. Hey, you don't want to go that way anymore. You know, come this way. So we want to stop you. Hey, you know, you're going the wrong direction. It's not good. You take this book and read this book and it'll get you going in the right direction. So that's what this Krishna consciousness is about. We want to get people going in the right direction. Sarva sukhino bhavantu. The mission of this society is that to have everybody, to see everybody become happy. It's a nice mission. And happiness comes from devotional service. Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in one purport that great devotees of the Lord are always expressing the importance of people going back to the spiritual world, and that they should not waste their time trying to find happiness in a place where happiness is only a myth. Happiness in this world is just a myth. You won't find it. It's frustration. It's maya sukhaya. It's illusory happiness. So real happiness is in devotional service. So this is what we want to help people understand more and more. And the best way to do that is by book distribution. Because these books, they have a way to get around to whoever is needed, whoever needs this mercy the most. They're not ordinary books, they're actually deities. There were some devotees, Sankirtan devotees, they wanted to install deities in their Sankirtan band, so they wrote Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, no, you just worship the books, because that's Krishna. So these are transcendental living entities, actually. So we want to get the books out as much as possible. Flood the world. Prabhupada said he wanted to have at least one book in each household. And even if they don't read the book, sometimes that happens. You know, Kali Yuga, people are very dull. But even if they just have the book in their home, still, that's auspicious. It's like having a deity in the home. So we just want to get as many books out as possible. And people will benefit. Prabhupada said, just by touching, just like if someone touches the deity, very auspicious. So you touch the book, it's like that, it's very auspicious. What to speak if they read the book? What to speak if they follow the teachings? What to speak if they surrender? So we're giving people this opportunity to make spiritual advancement. And this is what is most needed. Now, people are absorbed in wanting material advancement. They want material enjoyment. But Srila Prabhupada, he says in a purport in the Bhagavad Gita, that this material happiness is the ultimate enemy of the living entity. That which they want the most is the ultimate enemy. Why? Because it covers the reality of their spiritual existence. It covers their knowledge of the soul. They become more and more bewildered by this material sense gratification. So real sense gratification is to engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses, trying to please the senses of Krishna. That's real sense gratification. That's where the heart becomes purified. And this material sense gratification, that's where the heart becomes darker and darker and darker and more covered. So we're so fortunate to have this knowledge. So we should understand this and try to get it out more. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had such a clear understanding of this that he told Srila Prabhupada, who was a householder at the time, he said, if you ever get money, then print books. And he was a very grave person, but if any brahmacharya went out and just sold a few small books, he would be so pleased. So pleased if they would do that. And in one temple, he had, I think, 64 temples in India, something like that. A lot of temples, over 62 or something. In one temple, he had the printing press in the temple room. Because, you know, he called it Brihat Murdanga, the Great Murdanga. So he knew the deities are hearing the printing press going, the deities will be pleased. Because the message is being printed and going out. So this is the transcendental consciousness of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada, he picked that up. He understood, my guru is very fond of books. So not long after Prabhupada went to the West, he was having these books printed out. Stacks and stacks. Tons of books were being printed. And they were being sent around different temples, but devotees, they had never distributed books. They didn't know what to do with them. They're all stacked up in rooms. What to do with all these books? Yeah. And then gradually they picked up on it. And then it became the main activity, book distribution. When I joined in 78, everybody distributed books. It was like a fever. Everybody was just absorbed in book distribution. And therefore that biggest, most successful year in the history of ISKCON was in 77. Everybody was distributing books. Prabhupada said, you want to please me? Distribute books. So this is the mood when Prabhupada was here. Unfortunately, kind of lost that mood. But still, we're doing something. Last year we distributed 7 million books on the planet, which is the most we've distributed in the past 10 years. So, something still going on. But we want to increase. Whenever there would be a big increase in book distribution, the devotees think, oh, Prabhupada's going to be so pleased when he sees these numbers. Then he would look at the big numbers and he said, all right, now double it. Prabhupada said, I only have one disease. I think big. Always thinking big. So we should kind of try to pick up this disease. You know, think big. Try to somehow get these books out more in Slovenia. So, now I thought we'd have some question. Is there any question? Comments about book distribution? I'm curious, how many book distributors do we have in here? Part-time and full-time? Okay, we got a few. Okay, got to increase it now. At least do the, I beg you, I humbly, with a straw between my teeth, I beg all of you, once a month. Can you do that? Is it possible? Huh? Haribo? Yeah? No? Haribo! Haribo! There we go. Okay, good. Once a month. It's not that hard. You know, just go at least, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 hours. Once a month. Get the mood. Try to pick up the mood again. Book distribution. You know, nice areas here for book distribution. You know, Lamanchita Prabhu, he's Sankirtan leader, very good, you're going to see, he's a very good book distributor. Yeah. Very nice. So you can be trained if you don't know how, and many of you have done it. How many of you have distributed books in the past? Let me see. There we go. Now I'm seeing more numbers there. More. Very good. So most of you know how to distribute books. So let's try to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada, by this book distribution. Because Krishna, he says, Yaidang Paramanguyam, that there's no one more dear to me than that person who is distributing this knowledge. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me. So we all want to become dear to Krishna. I mean, that'd be really nice, right? Because that's when he gives his mercy. When we're dear to Krishna, then he showers mercy. When we do things that are pleasing to him. There's so many things we could do in this world that are displeasing, because this is Maya's kingdom. Yeah, if you put the amount of things that can be displeasing to Krishna, stack them up, like millions of things. But there's not many things in this world that you can do that are pleasing to Krishna. It's very small in comparison. So we know this is a big one. This is a big pleaser to Krishna, is distributing this knowledge. No question? Yes. No, go ahead. I saw your hand first. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Thank no, not Maharaj. Still Brahmacharya.
For being here, Maharaj. Thank you for your kind words. Are there any prescribed rules how to distribute books? I ask because I don't know if it's a problem, but somehow I do it that way that I buy them and then I distribute them to my relatives, friends, colleagues, and I wonder if I do something wrong. It just happened. I hope it's not.
You just give them to them.
Yeah, as present.
Yeah, no, that's very nice. That's called Shastradan. You're in the Shastradan program, where you're buying books and distributing them to people. So no, that's very good. That's a good step in the right direction. Another big step is when you go to people that you don't even know, and you offer them to them, and ask for donation. It's not that difficult. I mean, there's billions. Yeah, I think it's safe to say there's billions of dollars being given all over the world in charity. It's a common thing. Religious movements and charity foundations, there's so much money people are giving out. It's not a big thing. But one thing that I find when I'm distributing books is that the more you can get them attached to the book, the more they're going to want the book. And therefore, one thing that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized in his books is that there be pictures in the books, because people are attracted to art, especially when there's a message in the art. Just like this one with the five senses and the horses. I show this to people and people just, they go mad over it. They just like love it. Many times they buy the book just because of that one picture. And I had one student, I gave the book to him, Bhagavad Gita, gave a nice donation, and saw him the next year. I go to universities, every year I go to the different universities. But I see them, one university every year. So I go back and I see them students again. So this one student, he saw me again, he said, you know that picture of the five senses and the horses? You know, I love that picture so much. I cut it out of the book. I had it framed. It's next to my bed. When I wake up in the morning, I understand, all right, this is the situation, this is the program here. Got to control myself. So many, many pictures people really appreciate. They're very attractive. We have good artists also. So, and mostly when we're distributing books, we should have a consciousness of going out to please Krishna. Of course, to help the conditioned souls, But this whole mood of devotional service is everything we're doing, and we're doing it for Krishna. Right? So we're also going out to distribute books to please Krishna. And actually what I've found is about 95% of our ability to distribute books is in our consciousness. Where we're at. What is our mood? So the mood should be to go out, like I said, to please Krishna and to give Krishna to others with no other thought. If you just go out on book distribution, that's all the thought you have, you can have a great time. Because definitely my most ecstatic, most wonderful times in this lifetime has been on book distribution. It's by far the most ecstatic activity I've ever done. And it's not that, you know, that only some can appreciate this. Practically every book distributor I've ever spoken to that was distributing books and then for some reason, whatever, stopped distributing books, practically without exception, they say the best time of their life was when they were distributing books. Only one person said no. It was the best time. But everybody else, it was the best time of their life. Because it's an activity which is so pleasing to Krishna. That's why it's so ecstatic. If you do things that are pleasing to Krishna, then you're going to have a good time. There'll be purifying times, no doubt. But they'll be ecstatic. Excuse me. There'll also be very ecstatic times. If you stick it out, you keep doing it. If you could just do this thing once a month, you're going to find that once a month time is going to be the best time of the month. And I've met devotees that were on the weekend warrior program. They were only going out on the weekends, like, you know, maybe Saturday and Sunday. And eventually they became so ecstatic that they were looking forward to the weekend coming up so they can distribute books again. They became so ecstatic. So in the beginning, it's a little bitter. I don't know if Vijay is trying to get me to go out and book distribution again. Oh boy, I feel a little uneasy. So in the beginning, it might feel a little bitter. But then you keep doing it, and it becomes like nectar. And this is, Krishna explains, it's the mode of goodness. It's like bitter in the beginning, and it becomes like nectar in the end. So that's book distribution. It becomes really nectar. Just stick it out. Pray to Krishna. And this is the main thing also when you're on book distribution. You've got to pray to Krishna a lot. It's like when we're chanting our japa, it's a prayer. We're praying, Krishna, please engage me in your service. So when you're on book distribution also, it's all about prayer. You're out there, you're just praying to Krishna. Krishna, please, help me. I mean, I can't convince these people to take books. But with your mercy, with your causeless mercy, then people can take books. Please help me to be an instrument in your hands. You have to learn how to pray like this. And even if you're not successful, when Krishna was going to go and try to convince Duryodhana and family to not engage in this war and just give the Pandavas what they deserve. Just give them 5 villages. So before he was going, I think it was Vidura spoke to him. And Vidura said, Krishna, please don't go. Because he's not going to listen to you. He's not going to give in. And he'll probably even commit an offense. So please don't go. So Krishna, he said, the wise have said that if anyone goes out of their way to perform a virtuous activity, even if he's not successful, still he receives the merit of the deed. So even if you go out to distribute books, you don't distribute one book, still you get the merit, still you get the credit for going out on book distribution, because Krishna is more concerned with a bhavigrahi janardan, with the intention. The result? Krishna's not so much. Of course, it's nice if we go out and distribute a lot of books. He appreciates that. But even if you go out and you don't distribute any books, still, Krishna's pleased. See, this is a good boss. Huh? You go to some job and you don't, you know, you're trying hard, you don't get any result, you're fired. Right? You're fired. That's it. But not with Krishna. If you're sincere, Krishna will never fire you. You continue on. But sometimes if we're offensive, then Krishna fires us. All right, you're out of there. If we offend devotees, that's the worst thing. You're out of there. You can't hang around. That's pretty much the... If we're offensive to Krishna or we're offensive to devotees, all right, you're fired. Next life, maybe. So therefore, we have to also be very careful. And also, we can be offensive to non-devotees. Sometimes devotees get very attached and too aggressive and sometimes even offensive to non-devotees. But no, Krishna doesn't appreciate that. A friend to all living entities. Krishna is very pleased and we're friendly to all living entities. So this is also, when we go out on book distribution, we have to learn how to be friendly to all living entities. Approach people as souls, not as material bodies. Understanding the super soul is there also. And the super soul is very pleased because that soul has been going all around, you know, who knows how many lifetimes, and now finally they're getting an opportunity to hear about Krishna by the mercy of the Sankirtan devotee. So this moment that we approach someone to give them a book is the most important moment of their life. Because this is the opportunity to hear about Krishna. So it's a very responsible activity. You got a question? Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell us some reasons why the situation is changed now? From previous time to our society?
Well, it has something to do with Prabhupada leaving the planet. When a great acharya comes, then amazing things happen. Like when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was here, so many books were going out also, so many temples. The Gaudiya Math was the main spiritual movement in India at the time. But within 1 year of his leaving, the preaching stopped. And court cases and bickering and fighting and horrible. But what's really amazing is that although Srila Prabhupada left 35 years ago, right? Yeah, 35 years ago, still millions of books are being distributed all around the world. Temples are increasing. Restaurants are increasing. Devotees are increasing all over the world. It's pretty amazing. Because all of us were born from a Mlechic culture, Yavanas. But somehow, it's carrying on, despite our degraded background. But yeah, this is the main reason. So somehow we have to keep it going. Prabhupada was very fond of one advertisement for a train company. Just keep the wheels rolling. Just keep the wheels rolling. Prabhupada liked it. So he said that with book distribution. Just keep the books going out. Our movement is healthy as long as the books keep going out. Yeah. Slovenia is healthy as long as the books keep going out. They're a very healthy sign. Okay. So we have some videos now, some entertainment for you, some book distribution. We hope that you'll be inspired by them. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.